Thank you for joining us today as Pastor Tim shares the Word of God. Our prayer is that your life will be touched by the Spirit of Almighty God and constant, powerful truths that can be applied to your everyday life. Let's join Pastor Tim with today's message.
I'm the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message that I've given you. Remain in me and I remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask anything you want and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great joy to my Father. Put your ribbon there because we're going to talk a lot about that today. I have read that countless times. I've read that countless times. I have preached on it countless times. But the Word of God never gets old. And you read it and it's something new comes out. You see something you've never seen before. And there is one word that I have missed in all of the countless thousands of sermons I've preached on. There's one word I've missed. The second half of verse 2, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit. The title of the message today is pruning. As we read Genesis chapter 1 and 2, we read God creating light. Then he separated the light from the darkness. He separated the space between the waters of heaven, the waters of earth, dry ground, vegetation of all kinds, stars, birds of every kind, great sea creatures, every living thing that scurries, fish fill the sea, birds fill the air, every sort of animal. Then the Lord God found there was nobody to take care of any of that. There was nobody to tend it. There was nobody to make the earth produce, so God created mankind. And his very first words to man, the very first thing that God said to mankind was, be fruitful. First two words he said, be fruitful. You and I are here to bear fruit. We're here to produce. You and I are to take what all God created in chapter 1 and 2. All that God created, you and I are to take that and make it productive. So when you leave this earth, you have to ask yourself, what will be here that wouldn't have been here had you not been here? You got to ask yourself, are you a consumer or are you a producer in life? Can you look around and see the fruit of you being here? Is it obvious? With the very first words from God to man, bear fruit, your Bible should just fall open to John 15. Since that is the very first words that God spoke to man was to be fruitful, then your Bible should just fall open to chapter 15 of John. I am the true grapevine and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they will produce even more. Titus chapter 3, verse 14, let our people also learn to maintain good works to meet urgent needs that they may not be unfruitful. Psalms 1:3, the righteous man brings forth fruit in season, and whatever he does prospers. Ephesians 2:10 tells us the reason you and I were saved was to bear fruit to good works. Galatians 5:22 teaches us you bear fruit when you allow God to mature in you a Christ likeness. On and on, we are to bear fruit. And if there's ever a church that has this understanding, it would be this church right here. We talk a lot about God's plan for us to produce. We talk a lot about the fact that you're not to come here and be a consumer, that you are to be a producer in this earth. And I'm telling you, you are part of a church who does. You can look up and down the rows in this church and you'll see a bunch of producers here. We've got producers in this church. We got a church full of people that are serving God, giving to their community, serving their community, committed to the call of God, making this place better than it was before they got here. We got a church full of folks that work hard. Hard workers in this church that do all they can to raise godly kids, that do all they can to get the people in this community in church. This church is full of amazing people. You can just look around and see it. But here's what we got to see today. As you bear fruit, verse 2, God looking around and he's seeing people who are bearing fruit, he jumps all over them with his pruning shears. Prune. The dictionary says to remove dead parts, to remove unnecessary parts. For those that do any growing at all, you know that when you prune something, it enhances the growth of it. It will make it grow a lot faster than it would grow if you didn't prune it. The members of this church right here are doing something in life. I know that. I see that. I watch it happening. When I was reading that the other day, I thought, oh my, oh my, we're surrounded by a bunch of folks that bear a lot of fruit. What's God's response to people who are doing something? I'm going to prune on them so they can do a whole lot more. Unnecessary attitudes, thoughts, words, actions, things in your life that are just holding you back. When you turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. It's a very interesting passage if you've never read that. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, since everybody's looking at you all the time, I mean, you're around people every day all the time that are watching you, let us strip off, and it says, every weight and sin that easily trips us up. Weight and sin that trips us up. Now we know about sin. It's abomination to God. Today we're talking about weights in our life. Not necessarily sin, but just weights that are keeping you from being as productive as you could be. God's plan is to prune. Remove dead parts. Remove unnecessary parts that are weighing you down. Now we all may have areas of sin in our life that need to be confessed and repented of. But we all certainly have weights in our life. And there is a pruning that God does. And the message today is, you may be in the middle of a pruning right now. And that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. Oh God, I'm going to church. I'm trying to live a Christian life. Oh God, I'm paying my tithe. I mean, why am I going through this difficult time? You may be going through a difficult time because you are, for the first time in your stinking rotten life, doing something good. You may, for the first time in your life, be on track. And that may be the reason. See, we act like when we get on track, we won't ever have a problem. But verse 2 is very clear. When you get on track, that's when God gets interested in pruning on you a little bit. See, God's like a gardener that looks around and sees branches that are connected to his son, the vine, and God sees branches that are bearing fruit, and that's the one he's interested in working on. The ones that aren't bearing fruit, I didn't say this. Jesus said they're just cut off, thrown in the fire, to mess with them. But give me somebody that's doing something good, and I'm going to work with them. See, clipping, cutting, removing, pruning ain't fun. I get that. But just because you're in the middle right now of a very tough, very hard, very difficult time, I want you to think about it a little different today. It may not necessarily be a bad thing. In fact, it may be a great thing what God is doing in you with what you are going through. Because when you come out of this pruning, you're going to bear more fruit than ever before in your life. Now, let me stop right here because as pastor, I've got to cover everything. Let me stop right here. I have noticed that pruning has and can be mistaken for discipline. Hebrews 12:11 goes on to say, no discipline is enjoyable while it's happening. It's painful. But afterward, there will be a peaceful harvest. Discipline is what God does in our life as a result of sin. And when there is what the Bible calls sin in your life, you will be under judgment and under the discipline of the Lord. Discipline is to bring correction. It's to bring repentance. It's to bring a change in your life. And then and only then, when you repent and change, will there be a peaceful harvest. But when you are living in unconfessed, unrepented sin that the Bible's clear on, here's what you need to know. You are under God's discipline. You are under God's judgment. And you don't need to hold a banner and go to Washington, D.C. and march to get recognized as an alternative. You are under the wrath of God. You don't need to get a signature deal and go get a 70,000 signatures so we can get your sin on a ballot so that then it can be legal. I don't care what the Supreme Court votes. When God says it's sin, if you're in it, you're under his wrath. And you need to know that. Care whether Arkansas makes it legal or Arkansas doesn't make it legal. Romans 1:18, the wrath of God is loosed on all sinful and wicked people who suppress the truth. Come to church. Church is full of people all across our nation that go to church and hear the word and suppress sin. They suppress truth, sit right there living in blatant sin and suppress the truth and act like it's not talking about them. If you're in that condition, you are under God's wrath and you are under his discipline. You need to know that. Now, here's the problem. When you look at that like, well, it's just God. God's doing a work in my heart right now. No, God's not doing a work in your heart. You're under his discipline. And what you need to do is repent of your sin. Discipline is painful and it hurts. Pruning is painful and it hurts. We ought to ask ourselves, why is this happening to me? Discipline is because you're doing wrong. What I'm talking about today is pruning is because you're doing right. You are doing right. The Bible tells us that a branch that bears fruit, the Bible tells us that a branch that bears fruit, Tim, I'm in church, I'm doing all I know to do. The Bible tells us that a branch that bears fruit will be pruned so it can bear more fruit. Today, you could be going through some difficult time in your life. You could be right now in the middle of a very painful time in your life. And it's not because you're doing wrong, but in fact, it's because you are doing right. I was thinking about this several weeks ago, and I relived this hurt and this pain. And this was a long time ago. I was a senior in college. Terry and I had been dating for 5 years. We were then engaged. She had moved back here to Hot Springs. I was still away at college. I was in my senior year. I was lonely. I was miserable. I was crying. I didn't want to be there. Why am I here? Why am I doing this? What am I ever going to do with this degree? Why do I even want this degree? What am I getting out of these classes? Why am I doing this? It was a very, very lonely and a very difficult time for me. But here's what I want you to know. The reason I was in a very difficult time was because I was doing something right, not something wrong. I was getting a college degree that was going to give me a step forward in life. See, it was because I was in the right place in life that I was lonely, hurting, miserable, away from my family, away from the people I love, away from what I wanted to do, away from the place I needed to be in. It wasn't because I was doing something wrong. It was because I was doing something right that I was so miserable. And you need to know that. Doing the right thing often brings a lot of hurt, often brings a lot of pain. The point today is doing the right thing is not always easy, and I want you to know that. Oh God, where are you? Why am I going through this? Doing the right thing is not always easy. Jesus did the right thing. Jesus did what God called him to do. And it was very painful. It was very hurtful. In life, you will experience great hurt doing the right thing, pruning you where you can bear more fruit. Now, don't make a mistake here. Don't wonder where you went wrong. I want you to know that you suffer from doing right. I want our young people in here today, I want you to know this. It's hard doing right. It's painful to do right. I want you to know it's very lonely at times to do right. It's very difficult to do the right thing. Getting your college degree, getting started in your career, getting started in your marriage and your family. Are you kidding me? No more just sleeping on the couch of your buddy and going to your buddy's mom's refrigerator and getting something to eat. It's hard paying for your own something to eat. You got life made. You just go into your buddy's mom's house and you get something to eat, leave the milk out on the cabinet with the top off of it. Let somebody else put the milk in the refrigerator. Ain't your milk. I mean, you got it made right now. But whenever you get your own milk and your own refrigerator in your own house, that ain't easy. When you start paying for your own gas, when you start your own marriage, when you start trying to get along with your own mate, it's painful staying married. Oh, we're only together for the kids. Why else would you be together? You had them. People tell me that all the time. Oh, we're only together for the kids. Well, that's a good reason to stay together. You the one that had them. I didn't. It's painful staying at a job, the same job year in and year out and year. I'm only staying at this job until I can find a better one. Well, you know, that wouldn't be a bad idea. Up and quitting a job and you didn't have a clue what you were going to do is not wise. Are you kidding me? Staying at the job until you can find a better one is the right thing to do. But we act like doing right is hurting and it's punishing. Something's wrong here. The point today is doing right is hard. And doing right prunes on you so that you are enabled to bear more fruit in your life. Young people, here's I want you to know the facts. You're not worth anything. And when somebody goes out on a limb and hires you for way less than you deserve, and you jerk the string out of their weed eater, now not only are you not worth paying, you cost them to have you work for them. And we got to do a lot of pruning on you before you're worth anything. So you go to Leaders Academy. Yes, it's hard. Yes, it's difficult. You go to a tech college and you learn to weld. You learn computer skills. You learn how. You go and you. It's hard. Dinner. Yeah, it's hard. But you're being pruned so you can bear more fruit. And I don't know why we got this idea. Well, I don't want anybody pruning on me. We're going to break and run anytime something in life is hard. God uses my wife to prune on me. I hate it when she says, we need to talk. You can know it ain't about vacation. I'm just asking, why is life tough on you right now? Yes, you're going through, I'm just going through a hard time. Yes, but you're being pruned so you can bear more fruit. Now, there's two points to the message today, and I'll make sure that you get both of them. Number one, pruning. Pruning. It's what we all go through. Well, I won't say all. Some of you just need to be thrown in the fire. You ain't doing nothing. But for all of us who are doing anything out here, you're going through a hard time. You're going through a very difficult time, and don't be jacked up about it. It's a good thing. Stay hooked and stay committed, and you will be pruned on regularly. In that job, in that school, in that place. You will be pruned on regularly there. Second thing is you have to submit to it. You don't quit school because you're being pruned on there. You don't quit college because you're being pruned on there. You don't quit your job because you are being pruned on there. See, the problem that you have that keeps you going from job to job to job, you get to that place and starts the pruning process, and you won't submit to the pruning process that could enable you to bear more fruit down the line. You don't quit your marriage because your relationship is being pruned. You're being pruned on. But see, when you quit your job because it's not fun anymore, let me tell you, when you start a new job, it's always fun. For a month. But the new wears off. And then the boss starts tuning on you. And then the co-workers start tuning on you. And then the co-workers start making fun of the stupid things you do on the job. But here's what I'm trying to tell you. If you'll stay there for 10 years, you won't keep doing those same stupid things, and you will work yourself into a place where you will be worth more and produce more. And if you would stay in that job and quit quitting every time you start getting pruned on, you will never bear very much, a little fruit, but not much fruit. Is if you would stay hooked up and stay there and stay committed to what God is doing in your life, He could bring you to a place where you could bear much fruit. What He says in verse 2 is much fruit. Let me just say today that I'm arguably the greatest husband in the world. And let me just tell you this. Any man that's been married 30 or 40 years can say that. I've been tuned on. I've been greatly pruned. Greatly pruned. But see, here's the deal. First 2 or 3 years of marriage, oh, it's fun. And see, there's a line you don't cross because you're kind of, who knew? Then your wife gets to the place she don't care about that line. And she crosses it with boots on. Both feet, she crosses that line, tuning on you. Now you got a choice. You can submit to it, and you can be a better husband. You can submit to it, and you can be a better husband. Or what I suggest is you break and run after 2 or 3 years of marriage and start that all over again. And then when you get to that place, break and run and start all over again. And see how productive that life is for you. But if you'll submit to the pruning process of a wife tuning on you and tuning on you, after 38 years, you about figured this husband thing out. She'll get you to a place where you're worth living with. Here's your choice today. You can submit to it, or you can break and run from it. But you will be pruned if there's any fruit in your life at all. Why am I going through this? Oh, Tim, I tithe. I go to church. I read my Bible. I love God with my whole heart. Why am I going through this hurt and this pain and this difficulty? Just always know, if you weren't doing anything at all, you wouldn't be going through this difficulty. We'd just put you in the fire, be burned up, and we'd be done with you. It's because you are bearing fruit that God is pruning you and pruning you and tuning on you and adjusting you. Teenagers, you're pruned. 20-year-olds, you're pruned. Young marrieds, you will be pruned. People in your job, you will be pruned. Employers, employees, you will be constantly. And the more God sees you producing, the more He's interested in pruning on you so that you can produce, verse 2, even more fruit. Don't quit. Don't give up. And for sure and certain, don't think God is mad at you. As a matter of fact, He's being drawn to you. It's why you're in this situation. Now, before I end, don't mistake. Don't tell me, oh, Tim, God's just, I'm being persecuted at work because of my faith. You're not being persecuted because of your faith. You won't show up on time is why you're being persecuted. And you're lazy and you're not productive when you get there. It has nothing to do with your faith. So don't start telling me about how you are suffering persecution because of your faith. You are in trouble because you're lazy and you're irresponsible and you won't work. That's why you're in trouble. But if you're responsible, if you're there early, if you work hard, if you give it all you got, if you are bearing fruit, here's what you can know. Hard times, difficult times come so that you can bear even more fruit. So that you can bear even more fruit. God wants to take it to the next level in every area of your life. Now make sure you're not in sin today. Make sure you're not in sin and think I'm talking that it's okay for you to continue to feel what you're feeling. If you're under God's wrath and if you're under God's judgment, you need to get right. That's not what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about the process of being pruned on because you are doing right. Because you are living right. Today I'm talking to those who are doing good. I'm talking to those who are bearing fruit. I'm talking to those who are producing. And I want you to expect to be pruned. Expect that. Expect to be pruned. And number two, submit to it. Submit to the pruning. Don't quit. Don't break. I'm getting another job. I'm getting another career. I'm going to another college. I'm leaving here. I'm getting another boss. I'm getting another wife. I'm getting a... Submit to the pruning process. It's hard. It's painful. It's difficult. It's rough to live in that spot. But if you will submit to God, if you will submit to God and let God continue to mold you, continue to work on you, continue to deal with your attitudes, your motives, continue to deal with your thoughts, if you will let God continue to deal with you, you can't imagine the more fruit down the road that you will be enabled to produce. Submit to the process of pruning and come out of it bearing even more fruit. At your job, in your school, in your daily life, in your home, in your walk with God. Today, if you're doing good and you're still going through a very difficult, tough time, I can't wait to see what all you are about to produce and accomplish in your life. Y'all stand with me. Lord, today we understand in your word that you prune those who are doing right, that you prune those who are producing. And today, Lord, we say, here we are. We submit to your process. We're not breaking, we're not quitting, we're not running, we're not throwing in the towel, we're not leaving, we're not copping an attitude. Lord, we're submitting to your process. Prune us so that we can bear even more fruit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope that you have been blessed, encouraged, and motivated by today's message. If you are interested in more messages by the pastors at CM Church, please log on to our website at www.cmchurch.com and click on our podcast link. You can also purchase series and other messages at our online store.